Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 28, 2017. Hamburg police have sent back 250 colleagues from Berlin after several cases of misbehavior. Initially, a 500-officer-strong force was sent to Hamburg from Berlin for securing the upcoming G20 summit on July 7th and 8th, which will host a total of 15,000 police from all over Germany. Police spokesman Thomas Neuendorf told RBB that the Berlin unit reportedly partied excessively at their barracks in Bad Segeberg. Incidents of dancing on living containers, stripping with weapons drawn, public urination, and public sex were reported. RBB reports that Berlin officers brawled with a unit from Wuppertal as well. Hamburg police reported the inappropriate and unacceptable behavior, and Berlin police supervision have now requested reports from the involved colleagues and will consider the consequences for their actions. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel from the SPD explained that police officers should function as role models in Berlin and other cities as well. He is worried that the work and reputation of Berlin's police will be damaged. According to several reports in the German and Polish media, Muslim student girls were insulted and spat on during a school trip to Poland. The Theodor Heuss Schule from Berlin-Moabit organized the trip for the study group of 10 mostly Muslim students in order to educate them about the Holocaust against Jews and the suffering of Polish citizens during World War II. In Lublin, vendors did not want to sell water to the students, their reason being that they weren't Polish. One of the students wearing a headscarf was threatened with a knife, and police failed to intervene when a man spat at a girl in the street. The director of the school has reacted in shock and intends to write a letter to the Polish ambassador to complain about the unacceptable behavior against his students. Up to 67,000 households were without electricity in Berlin's southeast yesterday afternoon. The districts Köpenick, Muggelheim, Ransdorf, and Friedrichshagen were affected by the power outage that started about 1 p.m. Trams were out of service while S-Bahn traffic remained mostly normal. The reason was a broken subterranean high-voltage cable, and it is unclear how it was damaged. By 3:30 p.m., most districts were back to normal. Only in Köpenicker Gellertstraße, about 1,400 households were still without electricity. Heavy rain, thunderstorms, and hail are expected to occur in Berlin and Brandenburg this afternoon. According to the Deutsche Wetterdienst, the unpleasant weather is reported to last until Thursday. Since the ground is very wet at the moment, it is reported that even tornadoes cannot be excluded. After a commentary in Berliner Zeitung where author Barbara Weitzel complained about graffiti on a sign that informs about the life of illustrator Werner Klemke, local residents took matters into their own hands. Several people tried to clean the sign, which is located inside of the Werner Klemke Park in Weißensee, but could not remove all of the paint. The director of the nearby Derag Living Hotel saw the efforts of the citizens and organized a cleaning crew himself, utilizing the professional tools of the hotel. Furthermore, the director pledged that his hotel will become a cleaning godparent for the sign. If it is vandalized again, the hotel will take care of it. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.